Newspapers, television programming, and social media all remembered the 20th anniversary of 9/11. A critical element was neglected in most of the accounts retelling how the states of America united with compassion and patriotism. If you are able to recall your day of September 11th, 2001, you may remember how many in our nation flocked to churches for comfort and hope, gathering in prayer far beyond New York City and Washington, D.C. Many looked for a church, any church, did not have to be their own, but a house of God to find hope and refuge. If you have visited the 9/11 Memorial, you may have also visited St. Paul's Chapel across the street with its place on that tragic day and weeks that followed. Of course, with the freedom to choose, there is an opposing view of some who would choose to give up on or eliminate God, asking how a supreme loving God could allow such evil. Freedom of choice, one of the many gifts provided by God. I am drawn to the words from 2 Chronicles. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Where has the unity and compassion of 20 years ago gone? Do we need another tragedy beyond a pandemic to collectively send us to our knees yet again? Enough of party lines and polarized agendas. Enough of racial and economic divides. It is time to come together with respect, to do the right thing. Honor the lives of those who sacrificed to protect our freedom to choose. The choice is ours, while we still have 2 minutes more.